Welcome to Heal Yourself, Change Your Life. My name is Brandi Gilmore, and after recovering from my own life-changing injury, it's become my mission to share with others the same discoveries I made that changed my health and my entire life. Our minds are truly incredible. The placebo is proof of this. Each week, I will take this simple awareness to a whole new level. I will even coach live callers to free themselves of physical pain using only their mind. And then I'll provide you with a combination of practical and spiritual insights that you can use to master your mind, your emotions, and your energy to help you heal your health, yourself, and your life. Let's begin. Hello and happy, wonderful day to you. It is so great to connect with you. And I just have to say, I know I've said this before, but I love that you are here. I love that you are somebody who is really continuing to expand your mind and grow and lift yourself and, you know, just all of those things that you want to be doing, especially during these times, you know, just continuing to empower yourself. And that is so key. And of course, to keep lifting. And, you know, as you lift and lift and lift, what happens, and lift by lifting, I mean, really putting in the positive and really feeling good and lifting your energy and your mindset, it's also important to make sure to release. It's like, you know, the more you lift yourself and then you release, it's easier to lift. And then the more you lift yourself, it's easier to release. I mean, both things are true. So they go really well together. But just staying really happy and grateful and aligned, I mean, life just goes so much better than when you get stuck in the negative. It just, you know, it's like life, of course, hears you and your health and your body and just everything around you. And so continuing to bring in the positive is so key. And of course, again, releasing the negative. And that's part of what we're going to be doing today. I have an incredible volunteer who you're just gonna love. She's a sweetheart. She's got a great sense of humor. So it's light and it's fun, super sweet. And what we're gonna talk about today is a topic that really usually impacts a lot of people in one way or another. And that has to do with feelings of self-acceptance, like accepting something about yourself. A lot of times people can feel off towards something, or like people will judge them or people won't like them because of something. And that's really where we're going today. You know, she's got some physical pain going on, and basically that's what comes up for her. And I think it's just an incredible topic to really talk about and dive into. I know for me personally, I've had several things that felt really big to me in my past that now are, you know, completely shifted in a beautiful way. I mean, even healing with the mind. It was something that as I got better, I thought, oh my God, people are going to think I'm crazy and energy and all of this stuff. This is so weird. And the beautiful thing is that I faced it and I was like, you know what? I want to show people that it works. I want to show people that their mind is incredible. I want to help people heal. And so really it's part of what drove me to be able to get the incredible results that I do is because I wanted people to just really see it and experience it for themselves, how incredible we all are. And, you know, that's something that I did with one of my things that I just couldn't accept. I was like, all right, I've got to figure this out. I've got to shift this. And, you know, and it happened in the most beautiful way. And what's also beautiful is all the time I work with people who get better from incredible things. And then when people around them, maybe their family and friends are like, are you sure? And they'll like, go listen to the podcast. And so now I love that it also serves others in that same way where they're like, oh my God, this is incredible. And, you know, just more and more people waking up to how amazing we all really are. So that's where we're going today. I do have, as I mentioned, a volunteer who you are going to love. She's a sweetheart. And so that's where we're going today. And I do want to say this session has some twists and turns, some unexpected things come up. So just kind of, you'll want to just tap in and follow along some really great insights as well, you know, with releasing and self-acceptance and releasing pain. So she's got some pain going on, and that's where we're going with working on healing that. And so let's go ahead and dive in. Hello, hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing fabulous, thank you. How are you doing?
Yeah, not bad, fine-ish.
Fine-ish, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Fine-ish works. It's wonderful to connect with you.
And you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. All right. So what's going on?
Well, it's been a weird day. Had a bad night's sleep because of my shoulder. That bothered me in the night, and then just generally slept badly. So I got up kind of tired and stuff. Tried to work out. My foot, oh, this sounds like one big whinge. I'm really sorry. It's not supposed to sound like a big one complaint. But then I tried to work out and my foot hurt, my shoulder hurt. And yeah, frustration after frustration today. It's been one of those days. Anyway.
I hear you. That's not fun.
Nah.
Give me one second. That, bingo. All right. And by the way, what's the level on your shoulder? 0 to 10?
Well, when I'm sitting here now, I'm not really feeling much, but then it can go, so it can swing from 0 all the way through to like probably 6-ish now. It has got better over the past, well, during lockdown, it's got better over the past 2-3 months. It's definitely got better. So probably at its worst, it's about a 6 when it gets to its worst. But right now, I'm just sitting here. It's kind of... It's okay right now.
Okay. Great. So give me one second. And by the way, what's the level on your foot?
Same. I've got my foot up at the moment, so I'm not feeling much. But yesterday, I rightly or wrongly decided that I had to go for a run. So, you know, then it gets up to an 8. And then afterwards, it will throb quite a lot, and then eventually it just comes down again. Like this morning again, it was back at about a 7 when I was, you know, trying to do some yoga, you know, and then it settles down. So it's kind of like, you know, it kind of rocks between a 0 to an 8.
Okay. All right. And give me just one second. And I'm just going to take a moment to actually look at the whole big picture, okay? Yeah, so give me one second. And by the way, how long has your foot been hurting?
I had an operation last November, but a couple of years.
Okay, and what was the operation for?
Cartilage damage, but it's actually, and there's a screw in there now, it's actually made it probably a bit worse, if anything.
Okay, all right, so give me just a second. Bingo. Okay, so as far as your foot, is it your right foot?
Yeah.
Okay. Sort of feels like, okay. So, bingo. So the pain's not there, but that's the one that was feeling off. Okay, so give me one second. That, bingo. All right, so let's go ahead and just dive into both, okay? So first and foremost, as far as your shoulder, there is this feeling of feeling like everything is a freaking burden. Like I have to do this and then I have to do this. And okay.
Yep.
You're familiar with that feeling?
Yep. Very familiar with that one.
Okay. And so just for a moment, what would it feel like to feel excited about life? Like if you knew that everything was just going to keep getting better and better and better and better, how would that feel to you?
Well, it would be amazing. And I would, well, I'd have to liberate myself from this feeling of having to look after people or, you know, be the good daughter or be the good sister or be the good aunt or, you know, what are people...
So you want to just not be a good person? Is that your
goal? Yeah, you got it. No, I'd like to be a good person, but
yeah, I think I was like, you feel like a good person and a sweet person.
And I love to do things for people. Mm-hmm. I really, and it actually, you know, it gives me a lot of pleasure. But sometimes I worry too much about what people think.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk more about that.
Yeah, shall we?
Okay, so shall we? That actually leads into the energy of your foot, okay? So that's the energy of your foot, bingo, feels like you don't know how to move forward in life and feeling a lot of guilt.
Mm. Yep.
Okay, what's going on there? I see some tears.
That feels familiar also. I do carry guilt. I do, you know, Jewish guilt. And I shouldn't blame it on that, should I? But anyway, just guilt around maybe the daughter I don't feel I am or should be, or the sister that I wasn't, or guilt about pretty much everything.
Awesome. That sounds fun.
Great fun. It really, really feels good. Not.
Great. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. Ask you to breathe again. I want you to notice the part of you that's feeling really sensitive right now. Nervous, vulnerable. Ask you just to breathe. Okay, and if I ask you how nervous and vulnerable you're feeling right now, 0 to 10, what's your level?
Off the scale.
Yep, someone asked you to breathe. Okay, so just for a moment, I want you to note and bring in the awareness that you're safe and you're supported. You're safe and you're supported. Nobody's asking you to be perfect. Nobody's asking you to be not perfect. And it's just about being supported. So I'm going to ask you just for a moment to take that in. You're completely safe and you're completely supported. So I want you to take that in for a moment. Bingo. So I'm going to ask you just for a moment to say, I, Amanda, am completely safe and supported.
I, Amanda, am completely safe and supported.
Great. So I'm going to ask you to breathe for a moment. And how much better does that feel?
Yeah, I'm not off the scale right now. You've brought me back into a safe zone. Yeah, I feel better. I feel better.
You feel better. Okay.
All right, so let's go ahead and pause it just super quick for a really quick side note. You know, I just had her say, I, Amanda, am completely safe and supported, and she felt a huge sense of relief. Now, there's a reason why this worked, which I'll explain further on, because this would not normally work. And so my quick side note is just exactly that. I don't want you to think, okay, this is a really cool tool that will help. I mean, it might in some cases, but for most, it's not going to be enough. But there, again, is a reason that it worked for her, which we'll discuss as we continue on with the session. But I just always want to be transparent with you that there's more to this, and you don't want to just take this at face value. So there's kind of some different things that come up, and you'll see why that is as we go throughout the session. So that said, let's go ahead and dive back in with Amanda.
All right. And so Amanda, I'm going to ask you real quick. Can you move your shoulder, just your shoulder real quick? If I ask you what your level of pain is when you move your shoulder, what's your level?
About 5, I would say.
So that's about a 5 or 6, and I see you wincing.
Yeah. It's not a good position, that one.
Okay. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. Okay. And I want you to note that you're safe and you're supported completely. This is all for you to support you. Okay?
Got it.
Great. All right. So give me 1 second. Bingo. All right. So when I check into your energy of your shoulder, you mentioned, you know, feeling like you're having to be the good sister and the good daughter and the good aunt and all of these things. But, and I hear you, but I actually see it specifically relating to your work. Feeling like everything is a burden in work. You have to do this and do that and blah, blah, blah. Can you see that part?
Yeah, I can. Okay. I'm totally fed up with it.
Okay. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's great.
Okay. So I'm going to ask you to close your eyes for a moment. Bingo. And emotions breed more of the same, correct?
Correct.
And have you seen before patterns running in your life? Different patterns of, let me see, give me 1 second. Patterns, or even you've been listening to the past episodes, right? So you can see how people have patterns running in their lives, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so if you keep feeling fed up with your work, and that's how you keep feeling, how does your future go with your work?
Well, stays the same. Doesn't go very far.
Doesn't go very far. And how great would that be?
Really great.
Really great?
Really not. No, I mean, not. I feel really stuck with work right now. I feel stuck in like every key element at the moment. And work is definitely one of them. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. You know, we've been working on a thing for like 5 years. I'm like sick to death of it. Want it done, working really hard. Yeah, it's been a grind, you know, and I feel like it's been now it feels like a grind.
Okay. And bingo. And if I ask you how much you really feel like it's possible to succeed at this, like if somebody else was doing what you're doing, if I ask you how possible you feel like it is to succeed at it, what would you say?
Bloody difficult.
Bloody difficult. Okay.
Sorry, my language.
You're good. You're good. You're good. Bingo. All right. And if I ask you to move your foot around, what's leveling your foot if you move it around?
If I press on it, If I press on it, I'll get it to a 7.
Okay.
If I put my whole weight on it, I'd get it to more than that.
Okay. So when you just pressed on it right there, that's what you got it to. It was about a 7?
Yeah, about a 7.
Okay. And bingo. And could you put your whole weight on it? Would you be able to stand up? Is that okay?
Yeah. Ow.
Bingo. All right. I got you. Okay. Just needed to see it real quick.
Yeah. Lunging is not fun. Lunging is bad.
I can imagine. Bingo. So I had about a level 9. What did you have?
Yeah. I probably 8 to 10 somewhere. Yeah.
Okay. So give me 1 second. That. Bingo. All right, so here we go. So just for a moment, I'm going to ask you to close your eyes. And I'm going to ask you to say just for a moment, I'm safe in my relationship. I'm safe in my relationship. It's not bad. Go ahead.
I'm safe in my relationship.
It's not bad.
It's not bad.
It's not bad.
It's not bad.
I'm going to ask you to breathe. I'm safe in my relationship. It's not bad.
I'm safe in my relationship. It's not bad.
I ask you to breathe. I'm safe in my relationship. It's not bad.
I'm safe in my relationship. It's not bad.
I'm safe. I'm a good person.
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 Great. So I'm going to ask you to stand up again on your foot. I'm going to ask you to notice your level.
Okay, mm-hmm. still pretty high, but.
Mm-hmm. What's your level?
It's an 8, I would say.
Okay, and bingo, that. So I had about a 7, but we'll go with your 8. But give me 1 second. That. Bingo. Okay, so I'm going to ask you to close your eyes for a moment. All right, and how long have you been in your relationship, your current relationship?
A long time. How long? I know, over 10 years.
Over 10 years, okay.
Yeah.
And bingo. So over 10 years. And
gosh, yeah.
So can I ask you to breathe for a moment? So over 10 years, how long exactly?
17. Maybe. I can't remember.
So that's over 10. Okay, so 17 years.
Yeah, something like that.
Okay.
All right, so let's go ahead and pause it just for a quick moment. A few things. First and foremost, notice she said more than 10 years, and then she said, well, you know, 17 years. And first and foremost, she has a wonderful sense of humor. I just adore her. Also, notice that her mind is really trying to minimize things. And a lot of times when we feel like something is off or not right, or we're not able to fully accept something, we can go into a place of wanting to just minimize it to ourselves. And that can be the very thing that needs to be addressed, or things that need to be addressed, you know. And really, I mean, there are a few things going on here. I mean, not only is the relationship a key, but also, if you remember, we were talking about the shoulder, that was having to do with her work. And they're actually all intertwined, which we're going to bring that all together. But just wanting you to note for a moment, really, just how the mind can minimize things. And for everybody, it can be a bit different. You know, obviously for her, that has to do with some things going on with her relationship. And all of us, I mean, our minds work in that way where if we feel something that we don't want to feel or we don't like, a lot of times that's what we'll try to do is just bury it. And of course, ultimately, you'll want to address it and release it and shift it and turn it into a positive. And so that's where we're going. And let's go ahead and dive back in with Amanda.
So 17 years, and if I ask you, are you out to anybody?
Yeah, a few people, but, you know, not family, really.
Okay.
Well, kind of out to my twin sister, but I came out and then went in again. So I don't know if that counts as being out.
Okay.
Half out.
So you came out and went in again. So what did you tell her, that you're dating a woman and then you're not? Or how did you go back in? How did you go back in the closet?
You'd never really go back in, but you then just stop talking about it.
Okay.
Forever. So, okay. I was 26 when I decided I had to tell, well, my twin sister, I thought I have to tell her. She was very cool with it until then she spoke to her husband and I don't know. And then it all got complicated. I felt vulnerable. And I guess, I just decided it was just easier to end up lying about it and saying I was back with guys or whatever. And okay. Kind of that's where I've been ever since.
Okay.
With my sister.
Okay. So now she thinks you're back with guys.
No, she doesn't. She doesn't think I'm with guys. She doesn't think that, but I know that she knows that
just the unspoken.
Okay. It is just the unspoken.
Okay.
Like even my, you know, and her kids, you know, that nobody asked the question. I always thought, well, if one of the kids asked the question, I thought, well, I will woman up here. No one asks. Which is like a weird thing.
So you're just like going under the like don't ask, don't tell policy.
Yeah, yeah. I kind of thought that I really, when I was younger, it just didn't matter to me. I just, you know, had a good time. I was independent. And I kind of always thought that I could just deal with it somehow and like kind of, you know, a bit of discipline, I could just push it down. But it's got harder.
Push it down, so you mean push it down what? Push down the guilt or push down what? Or try to not be gay and with a woman or what do you
No, I've never, no, I've not, no, I know who I am. So I could never not be with a woman, but I just thought that I could kind of go through the rest of my life being okay with never mentioning it. So okay. Just this, but actually as I've gotten older, it feels like everything seems to kind of, there's this pressure coming in on me from all sides.
Okay. And so I'm going to ask you to close your eyes for a moment. And I'm going to ask you to notice the amount of guilt and hiding that's going on inside. And hiding it. And I want you to notice the feeling of feeling like everybody's going to hate you if they knew. That fear of the hate. The fear they won't like you, they'll be mad with you, all of these things. I have a question for you. What if it's not even true? What if you've been running from this thing that's not even, that they wouldn't even be upset?
My rational mind actually knows that to be true. I think my sister adores me. I mean, we're as close as,
I have a question.
Know. Yeah.
If I ask you how much you find the feeling right now of wanting to cry, how much you can find the feeling of wanting to cry?
Five-ish.
So I'm going to ask you to breathe. And again, know that you're supported and you're safe. Okay, so know that you're supported and safe. Bingo. All right, and so what's the proper way to address your partner? Is it, should I say wife or partner, or what's the best way that feels good to you?
Partner, okay. I guess.
Great. You guess? Was she really your partner or no?
Well, yeah, but we've never really put anything into terms of...
That's okay. You're only 17 years in. You have time to give it a label.
Well, listen, you won't be the first one to find that amusing, by the way. But, you know, we've always thought we were like independently together and that we just, yeah, we live together. We're together. We're best buds. And, you know, we've had just amazing times together and we've just never.
I'm playing. Yeah. 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 And there's no need to define it. There's no labels or labels. It doesn't matter. You love each other. And that's what's important, right?
Right.
Okay. So, great. So I'm going to ask you just for a moment to breathe. And out of curiosity, what if nobody hates you for being gay? Is it okay if I say gay or lesbian or what's your...
Yeah, gay's good with me.
Gay's good with you. Okay. Even when I say that, how does that sound to you? Are you okay with that?
I'm kind of okay with it.
Great. Yeah. Okay. So can I ask you to breathe for a moment? And what if nobody actually hates you? What if...
They may not hate me, but they may somehow feel less of me. They might like think less of me.
Right. Somehow. I know. That's, if you think about it for a moment, you know, Ellen, right?
Yeah.
Okay. She's won the People's Choice Award for what, 18 years in a row or something like that? More than any other person. Did you happen to know she's gay?
Who didn't?
Who didn't? Right?
All right, so I want to go ahead and pause it just for a quick moment for a fact check. You know, I just mentioned that Ellen won 18 People's Choice Awards, and the correct number is actually 20. You know, when I went into this session, with Amanda, I didn't realize that we would be talking about Ellen. Who knew? And so, but that's what came up. And so I just always want to be accurate. Obviously, there's not a huge difference, but I just like to make sure that I'm impeccable with my words. And so that's important to me. And I just wanted to make that correction. And, you know, I also know that bringing up Ellen right now for some people who might be deep into the conspiracy theories and whatnot may also be sensitive as well. Just I know that there are rumors of her with human trafficking and being a pedophile and things like that. And of course, none of them are true. And there's no truth to any of the energy, I mean, around that or anything like that. So, you know, that if you're somebody who's deep into that, you know, first you want to delete that stuff. But my point in this moment of really talking about Ellen is just the People's Choice Awards, and that knowing that she has been gay, people have chosen her and people have liked her in a huge way. And by the way, kind of on an energetic note, everything that we attract in our lives is for a reason, and of course. And, you know, so even when it comes to Ellen, that was attracted in her life for a reason. And obviously it's not because she is a pedophile or doing involved in human trafficking or things like that, but everybody has patterns or things that can come up, whether it be a victim pattern or a whatever pattern. And I'm not saying that that's necessarily Ellen's pattern. You know, what I am saying, though, is that everything manifests for a reason, and it shows up in our lives. So we don't want to see Ellen as a victim either. I mean, she's an incredible human being. And you know, just sending positive energy her direction. So again, anyways, point being, People's Choice Awards, there were 20, and which is awesome and so wonderful. And everybody has loved Ellen, and she's been wonderful and out and gay, and it is safe. And so that's where we're going as we dive back in with Amanda.
Okay. So if you think about it for a moment, if she's won the People's Choice Award, do you think the people have liked her?
I guess so.
Do you think they know she's gay?
I get your point.
They do, right? Yeah. Oh, that's right. They're going to like her, but they're going to hate you.
Yeah.
Does that make any sense?
It does.
But they're going to hate you and they're going to like her.
No, they'll like me too.
Right. So just for a moment, can you close your eyes and breathe? Thank you. So is it possible they can like you also?
Yep.
Bingo. Bingo. Great. So I'm going to ask you to stand up, and I want you to notice the level in your foot.
Gosh, that's better.
Nice. What's your level?
Well, I'm probably a 5.
Nice. Great. Great. So we're making progress.
Awesome. Yeah, that's progress.
Yeah. Okay. Great. So we're going to do more.
Oh, God. Okay.
You're excited about doing more with this, huh? This topic really is great for you. But the pain's going away, right? It's improving. Okay, so
it is.
Beyond what Brandy is saying, notice what your body's saying.
Yeah.
Notice we started with, I'm okay in my relationship. It's not bad. It's good. And you got to like a little bit better at like a level 8. Okay.
Yeah.
8, 7, a little bit better. Yeah. And notice significant better this time, right?
Yeah.
So does that say we're on the right track?
On the right track.
Great. So I'm going to ask you to close your eyes for a moment. I'm going to ask you to take in the accepting yourself and taking that in and not feeling bad about it is on the right track. And by the way, if you think about it, if it was quote unquote bad to be gay, which way do you think your pain would be going?
Worse.
Worse. So listen to what your body's saying. Okay, listen, notice for a moment. You're taking in that it's okay to be gay, and it's okay, and people aren't going to hate you, and it's okay. And your pain is going down.
Yeah.
I ask you to close your eyes for a moment and take that in. You're taking in the feeling that it's okay to be gay, that it's really okay, that it's okay for Ellen, that it's okay for you, it's okay to be gay, and your pain is going down. So just for a moment, if it was out of alignment, and it was like, oh, you're doing something worse and blah, 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 your pain would be going up. Notice that, right? Okay, so I'm going to ask you just for a moment to breathe. And realize you're okay. Bingo. And just for a moment, that feeling of feeling like everybody's going to hate you or everybody's blah, blah, blah. I want you to notice that feeling. But what if, but maybe they really are, maybe they, right? If I ask you how loud that voice is, this is, but maybe they really are. How loud would you say that voice is?
Loud.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I want to actually stop the session here because there are so many things to unpack, whether you are somebody who's gay or straight. There's just so much that I don't want to brush this over and just keep going, because when we have things inside of us that we don't accept, they have a tendency to show up in many different ways, you know, just affecting our lives, our health, pain, all kinds of things. Even if you think back to the beginning when I mentioned that, you know, healing with the mind was something that was really awkward for me, and I thought everybody's going to think I'm crazy. And even with this gift of being able to feel what other people feel, I thought, oh my God, this people are really not going to accept this. You know, if you listen to episode number 9, I went into my whole story about how I got into this and how that all unfolded. But basically, I had my second, what I called at the time, my second 2x4 lesson. It just kind of woke me up, you know, another awakening, if you will, but another major challenge, you know. So it was something that made me have to change. And, you know, all of the time, you've probably heard before that people don't change until they hit rock bottom or till they have experienced enough pain. And sometimes you can instead just be inspired to want to change or motivated, or you see something and you say, you know what? I should just change that. And maybe this right here is one of those moments, you know, and that's kind of what I want to have this as, is maybe there's something inside of you that you haven't yet accepted, or you're feeling like people just won't like this part of me or whatever it is. And maybe it's that time to accept it, whatever that may be. I mean, I see all kinds of things come up. I mean, again, mine was regarding healing in my mind. And not only that, I can totally relate to Amanda, you know, just going through all of those feelings. And so on that note, by the way, if you are somebody who is gay, there's also a huge gift in this as well. Notice that the pain went away as she accepted her relationship as being okay. And you want to note that, because I see people all the time who are in spirituality or saying, you know, this is the way I feel and I know I'm gay, but is it wrong? Is it bad? And that question goes back and forth. And she's not the first person that I've helped shift pain with around a relationship of being gay or all kinds of health issues. And so just noticing that. And by the way, you know, if you stop and think about it at this point in the episode, I've only been working with her mind for maybe 15 minutes or so. You know, in the beginning, I was really just collecting information. And so notice she went from like an 8 and 10 of pain in her foot down to like a level 5, noticing that difference. I mean, you heard her go out, you know, she noticed a significant difference just from accepting herself and accepting the relationship. And of course, again, there is more to it. There's a work piece that's going on as well. And there's also a relationship piece. And so there's still a lot more that's going on. And also some unexpected things come up as well. And it's all kind of intertwined. And so that's what we're going to talk about in the second half. And I have to say, to be honest with you, the second half is actually my favorite part of this session. There's so much more to it. But again, first, I didn't want to overlook this just because I've seen people who, you know, when we hold on to things that we don't accept,
with ourselves. It can come up in various ways. So it doesn't mean it's connected to your health issue. It may or may not be. Or maybe there's a challenge that's come up in your life. Or maybe you're somebody who is proactive and says, ah, you know what? I'm going to take this moment and this awareness, and everything happens for a reason. And maybe it's time for me to start shifting this. So maybe that's it. But I just wanted to take a moment for you to give yourself the gift of this awareness, because again, all too often, subconsciously, we have a tendency to just minimize and minimize, and it gets stuck there. And it's so freeing to be able to just fully accept it. So that said, I hope you take a little time and really embrace this gift. And I look forward to connecting with you for the rest of this session next week. I'll see you there. Thank you for listening to Heal Yourself, Change Your Life. I love connecting with you. And if you love the show or you learned something, please be sure to hit the subscribe button and make sure to share it with the people around you. The more you share it, the more we can change our world for the better. Also, I love hearing from you. If you'd like to send me any questions or comments, please visit me at brandygilmore.com/podcast. And if you're currently experiencing physical pain and would like to be a volunteer on the show, you can sign up there as well. Lastly, please remember, if you have any health issues, you won't want to avoid your doctor. Instead, you want to continue to work with them and make it your goal to blow their mind with what you are capable of with your mind. Thank you.